it's a unique piece because even the play captures the idea that we're telling the story through Christopher's eyes. And one of the things that happens is we become aware of what it might be like in a small way to see the world from the perspective of someone who is on the spectrum.
That's Harry Parker, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Harry Parker is a KU alum and the chair of the Texas Christian University Department of Theater. He's the guest director of KU Theater's production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Harry, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Describe this play for us. What are people going to see?
Well, it's a unique play. It's based on a novel written by Mark Haddon about 15 years ago, a British writer, and it became a phenomenon in London. Let me tell you the story. I was teaching in London about 15 years ago in a summertime for TCU, and every day when I got on the tube, every day there were four people in that car reading the novel, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. I began to get the message that maybe I should look at this book. All the billboards in town, it was the hot book of that summer. So I walked into a bookshop and I picked it up and I went home and I read it in an afternoon. I could not put it down. And it's a fascinating story written by a first-person narrator who is on the autism spectrum. Of course, he doesn't describe that. That's just his world and who he is. He's 15 years old. And this crucial incident happens across the street. A neighbor's dog is killed right at the top of the play. That's the curious incident. And he decides, Christopher does, that he's going to find out what happened. And that leads him on a long trail of self-discovery and accomplishment that's thrilling, actually, just hard to put down. A few years later, the National Theater asked Simon Stevens, a very accomplished British playwright, to adapt Mark Haddon's novel for the stage. It was an enormous success at the National. They moved it to the West End. They've moved that play to Broadway. It won the Tony Award. The young actor who played Christopher on Broadway was straight out of Juilliard, about 23 years old, and he won the Tony Award. And it went on a big national tour. Kansas City Rep did the play last year. It's a very timely and hot and new play, and there's a lot of reasons for it, but it's a unique piece because even the play captures the idea that we're telling the story through Christopher's eyes. And one of the things that happens is we become aware of what it might be like in a small way to see the world from the perspective of someone who is on the spectrum.
So tell me about the cast for this play. It's not a huge cast. It sounds like sort of an intimate play in many ways.
It is. There are 10 actors. All of them are KU undergraduates. I'm a guest director, so I told them at the first rehearsal that they should be doubly complimented to have been cast because I didn't have any prior knowledge of them. I didn't recruit them. I've never had them in class. I've never seen them on stage before. So they were new to me, and I was new to them, and they're all undergraduates. There are four principal roles. There's Christopher. There is a couple of others that I don't want to describe because I'm not interested in spoilers.
Okay.
But I will say that there's a woman who is his teacher at the special school that he attends, and she does a lot of the narrating of the play. That character's name is Siobhan, and Christopher has written a book about these adventures. And so some of the time, Christopher tells us what's going on, and a lot of the time, Siobhan is reading Christopher's words to us from his own book. And then there are six other characters that are simply called the voices, but they are more than just disembodied voices. They are, in fact, actors on stage who play a wide variety of characters. It's a very meta-theatrical piece. All of the actors are on stage almost all of the show. They move blocks around to become simple pieces of scenery. We don't try to hide any of the theatrical storytelling devices that we're using. It's about understanding the events, not trying to create some illusion of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher's reality is not the same as our reality. And that's one of the things that the play, I think, successfully gives us a platform to create.
Tell me about the lead.
The lead is a young man named Darian, and Darian is a sophomore at KU. He is an elementary education major, and he responded to a call that we made when we auditioned and cast the show to have actors who self-identified as being on the autism spectrum. And Darian, in fact, does self-identify in that way. We had several others, and we read several and had a choice, which is always what a director wants, is to have some different options. He's a particularly intelligent and sensitive young man. He's going to be a great teacher, by the way. I sense that already. He'll be wonderful with young students, which is his goal. He's done a lot of acting in high school shows, not so much here at KU. This is the first time he's auditioned here. As I say, he's a sophomore. I asked him why he came to KU from Scottsdale, Arizona, and he said, "I don't like the heat." Mm-hmm. And I said, "And how was your first winter in Kansas?" And he said, "It was fine." He liked that. He's working very hard. He really doesn't have a lot of extra research that he has to do. We've talked about the differences between how he feels about the world and how Christopher does, and they're not exactly the same, of course. No actor is exactly the character, but mm-hmm. he identifies and understands with Christopher's positions. And somebody asked me the other day, are you treating him very differently in rehearsals? And the answer is not at all. He doesn't need to be treated differently. He doesn't want to be treated differently. He is an actor like everyone else, playing a very demanding and large and complicated role, and he's doing a terrific job.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that what happens on the stage, you say you're not, you know, trying to hide the magic of the theater.
Right.
You're actually manipulating things and moving, kind of making the set changes right out there in the open. But what else can you tell us about the stage craft and the production design that went into this play?
Well, it's not to imply that there isn't a lot of thought and careful artistry in the design, because there is. Mm-hmm. The playing space is designed by Rana Esfandiari, who's on the KU Theater faculty. And she has created a space that is very symmetrical and very rhythmic. These are things that are important to Christopher. He's excellent at mathematics. He likes things to be ordered. He likes things to be logical. He likes things to be very, very in their place. And the set reflects that. It's a series of geometric shapes that, as I say, are very symmetrical, but it also affords us a great deal of variety. Essentially, they're boxes that are stacked in rows and columns into a wide plane. There's a solid central section where we can use projections. There's a couple of doorways. But most of the time, it feels like a space where someone who is perhaps a little OCD has organized everything perfectly in their room or on their desk. Mm-hmm. And that's what Christopher would do. And that's how Christopher sees the world. It's also an incredible palette for our student lighting designer. We have a great student sound designer, great student costume designer. So there's a real sense of, for me, collaborating with a wide variety of undergraduates, graduate students, and faculty all in the same production. So I'm getting a nice glimpse into the KU Theater Department mm-hmm. as it is today.
So tell me about your experience as a director so far. What has been sort of the most interesting experience for you putting this production on the stage?
It's a challenging show. It's got a lot of words. It's very talky. And so one of the issues that we're dealing with now is not just the normal hurdle of getting the script out of our hand and being sure that we all know our lines precisely, but keeping it moving, keeping it flowing. Christopher works at a very high level all the time. Again, everything's seen through the perspective of Christopher. Mm-hmm. And so his natural motor is very high. His foot's on the gas in every moment of his life. And because all of the characters are seen through Christopher, communicating to everybody the need for speed is kind of where we are in the rehearsal process right now. We've just learned it. Now we have to keep it moving and keep it moving and keep it moving. It should be a thrill ride. It should be like being on a roller coaster. Right now, it's a little bit more like a tilt-a-whirl, but it's going to get to be that roller coaster. I know that it is. And the actors are incredibly hardworking and diligent and talented, and I'm having so much fun going to rehearsal every night. It's a luxury for me. They're going to school. I'm on sabbatical from TCU, hence my availability to be here for 4 or 5 weeks and direct this show. And in the daytime, I'm just preparing for rehearsal that night or coming to talk to interesting people like you, and they're passing biology. And so they're balancing a lot more than I am right now. But I direct university productions all the time, so I understand, and I'm sympathetic, and I try not to pile on too much.
Well, for those who have been intrigued by our discussion, tell us about the show times and
sure.
where people can get tickets.
The show runs 2 weekends in November. It runs November 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then the next weekend on the 15th and the 17th and the 18th. There's no show on the 16th. Apparently, there's some kind of a game where you shoot a ball into a hoop or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about that, but it affects parking at Murphy Hall. So there's no show on the 16th. The tickets are available at kutheater.com. That's the easiest way to find out about the whole schedule. You know, the theater and dance departments combined this summer, so there are other productions that are coming up. Even before this one, there's a production of Electra that's going on in the Inge Theater that I would certainly recommend, directed by Nathan Bowman, a talented graduate student. And there's a university dance concert later in November. But all of that's available at kutheater.com. I did want to mention that on the first Sunday matinee on the 11th, we're doing a sensory-friendly performance of The Curious Incident of the Dog at the Nighttime. And that's a show, a particular performance of the show, where we're making some minor adjustments in the lighting and the sound. We're going to leave the house lights up. And we're hoping that it will be a time when audience members who are on the autism spectrum might feel more comfortable, more at ease attending the theater and seeing this play in particular that they might really respond to. And if your listeners are interested in that, they can certainly contact the Murphy Hall box office. It's open 12 to 5, Monday through Friday. Give them a call or just drop by Murphy Hall, and they can give you details about that sensory-friendly performance on the 11th.
Great. Harry, thank you for talking with me today.
It's been my pleasure, Dan. Thanks so much. I'm a big fan of Kansas Public Radio.
Harry Parker is the director of KU Theater's production of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. That's all one word. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. And you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening. Thank you.